welcome to Joe Goes Everywhere, a Big Blend Radio food, wine, and travel podcast featuring award-winning photographer and travel writer Joe Clark. Let's find out where she's taking us today. Hey, everybody. We're very excited because today is the official start of our new Big Blend Radio Joe Goes Everywhere podcast. And Joe is Joe Clark. Joe is a food, wine, and travel writer. She publishes HaveGlassWoolTravel.com and another website, too. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. You've heard her on our shows before, but you can go to RecipesTravelCulture.com, too. But today, she does go everywhere. She's taking us to the Azores, two volcanic islands. Is it two volcanic islands?
All of them are volcanic islands. There are nine in all. But I only visited two on this trip, so I have to go back.
Okay.
I missed too much.
Because you're going everywhere, so you gotta do it all, you know. But these are volcanic islands in Portugal, right? And I think a lot of times we forget about these islands and we get stuck going to Lisbon and that kind of thing, right?
Well, they're pretty far from Portugal. People say, well, that don't really count because, you know, they're like halfway between New York and Portugal. The Azores are like halfway. So it's a really good place to stop. And if you plan your trip right, you could fly that far and stay for 4 or 5 days and then go on to Europe.
Oh, well done. Good geography. Yeah. Do you have a map on your wall like that you pin off things or?
I don't. I have it in my head.
Oh,
all those
okay.
pins hurt.
Yeah. That must hurt. You know, no wonder you have glass wool travel.
That's it.
It's all those pins. But
it's all those pins.
I love this. Everyone, Joe's got an article showcasing her adventures. This is up on nationalparktraveling.com. And as always, the links are in the show notes. So you don't have to remember anything. You can click through. But I love this because, you know, this is another thing talking about the natural areas, the nature spots. And it seems like, you know, this is a good and easy area to maybe not always easy, but a beautiful region to hike. And you say in your article that you don't have to worry about snakes. And you say that because you're in the Grand Strand of South Carolina. And I know you all have water snakes and gators.
Oh,
we have
every snake there is and then some.
Yeah. So is it kind of relaxing to go without worrying about that kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It's a hard habit to break, though. You know, you're still looking every step. It's like, there might be something there. I better watch.
Yeah. I like snakes, though, so I'm not really worried about them. But, you know, you just have to be, you know, aware of it.
I want to see them before they see me.
That's the truth. And I don't want to mess with them. But I didn't know that agapanthus and hydrangeas are everywhere here. Tell us about these plants. It sounds like a beautiful, beautiful area.
It is. The hydrangeas are what you see everywhere. The agapanthus, unless you know what that is, you don't spot it. But the hydrangeas are driving down the highway. They're along the side of the road, walking through the woods, and you come to a little clearing with a little hillside, and they're growing up the side of the hill. They're literally everywhere you look. We were there late in the season, September, so they were harder to see. You know, if I'd been there in the full summer sun and all the blooms, I think it would have been even prettier. But they're not as crazy about the hydrangeas as I am. They are an invasive plant, which I didn't know because living here, I have to fight to make them grow. And
oh, wow.
Over there, they take over and crowd out all the other native plants. So I guess it's like our version of kudzu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I like kudzu, but nobody else likes it. I just think it makes everything look a little creepy. But is it got to be neat? Because when you're looking at it being these islands, and it was Tercia that you were, am I pronouncing this right? I can't pronounce anything in your article.
I know, I can't either. Tercia.
Yeah, but when you're there, so it's volcanic. So, you know, the coastline has to, it got that rugged formation where here's this ruggedness, but then like this lush beauty. Because even the photos I was looking at, it's like the pasture lands and everything looks so
everything's
green,
green
and beautiful.
Yep. But it's everything's green and beautiful, but when you start looking, everything's also covered in black rock, the obsidian, the volcanic rock. And when you look at those lush green pastures, they're divided into quadrants, into pastures for the cattle with stacked rock walls, like we would have done here in colonial days, and still do. Lots of places have stacked rock walls, but when you look closely at those rocks, they're not rocks, they're volcanic stones. So when you pick it up, it's light and it's full of holes.
Well, there you go. There you go. So that's like just having that kind of, dramatic change, when you're hiking around. So at the same time, you've got these pastures, but then some of the parks you're going, you're saying you were in forests, you saw deer, reindeer. Like this is a little different.
But that was in a park. They were visitors.
Okay.
Yeah,
Oh,
they
okay.
don't live there. The
I thought
Antlers.
that was a little odd. I was like, what?
Well, that's why I
Okay.
said I'm pretty sure Santa is on vacation because I saw his reindeer.
Okay.
They're on vacation too.
So they were hanging out. They know to go to the islands
Yeah,
during
they know where to
summertime.
go to hang out and be nice and warm for the summer. But yeah, the reindeer were definitely an import. They were not native species. Most of the animals there are small. I didn't see any, but they say they have ferrets. They have rabbits. I did see a few rabbits.
Oh, we all love
I
our
saw some
bunnies.
bats.
Oh, cool.
And they say they have
Cool.
hedgehogs. Again, I didn't see any hedgehogs. I saw
Wow, so
lots of
that's so
dolphins.
different. Wow.
Yep,
Wow.
lots of dolphin. We went on a whale watch, but the whales, as I say in my article, the whales didn't get the memo, so they didn't show up.
How
They
rude.
missed the boat.
But dolphins.
Four different kinds of dolphin, and I have to look up the names every time because I don't
Sure.
remember. The bottlenose, but there were three others that they identified, and they're different.
Oh, cool. Cool,
Still
cool.
have to pull out the pictures. I videoed underwater. So
Wow.
I've got some dolphin underwater, and I've got to send you one of those photos.
Oh, so did people get to, you can dive, so diving is part of it too, or swimming off the
Diving
coast, or?
is, now I didn't do that. I was on the Zodiac and I hung my one arm and my foot under the straps on the Zodiac, and then I laid
Okay.
over the side and hung my arm and camera down under the
And her
water.
other arm was holding a glass of wine.
No, my other arm was holding
For
on to the boat, and at that
terror.
moment, little did I know that my retina was in the process of tearing into pieces, but
Yeah.
that's when that was happening.
Oh, wow. Well, at least you got your dolphin experience,
I did. I did.
That's cool. That's cool. So there were botanical gardens is also, so there's parks, there's the beaches, the botanical gardens. That to me sounds like a beautiful place to go.
Yes, the botanical garden. And you would miss it. It's like as you come down the hill to the bottom of the Angra, the town, there was a white wall and a lot of vines hanging over the corner of the wall, and it's down a hill. So I'm just looking at this white wall as we ride by, and I thought, that's really pretty. What's up there? And he said, that's part of that same garden that's down in the bottom and has that
Wow.
A music gazebo, a music bandstand, what we call it. So when I had a free couple of hours one afternoon, I went back and wandered all through that two, three layer tiered garden.
Oh.
And it was beautiful.
I love to
And I
go to a
loved the
botanical garden.
signs. The signs were these decorative concrete signs, plaques. And then they had inlaid in blue and white tiles to put the names, the botanical names of the plant, and what country of origin it was from.
Okay.
So that was really interesting, and it added to the charm of the garden.
And you had like banana plants, and so tropical plants could grow there.
Yes, that was on St. George, not on
Oh, okay.
Terceira.
Okay.
On St. George. There, and it may not be the whole island, it may just be that area, but it has a very tropical climate. And they grow the bananas, they grow coffee.
Cool.
It's the only coffee plantation, I think, in maybe in Europe. I'm not sure about that. I have to look that one up. But we went to the coffee farm, and that's been growing there for over 40 years. They don't export the coffee, but you can buy it and bring it home. They have their own little coffee shop there, and you can have a cup of coffee and a treat, and you can buy coffee beans to bring home.
That's good because good co I mean, I know I've had coffee from Portugal. The when in Tulare County in central California is a very big Portuguese population, and went to a Portuguese bakery, and the lady who owned it, she's since passed, which is it she was such a spitfire, yet like in a positive way, sweet lady, ran this, but she comes from the Azores, and so she was trying to tell me all about this. Little did I know, right? And she was introducing me to the coffee, and the coffee made me stand up. I'm telling you, I was battling that morning. You know, too many cocktails the night before, maybe, I don't know. But as travelers, we need our coffee in the morning. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. And that coffee, I mean, it was a small little, like a little espresso kind of deal. It made me like, whoa. And now I know why all the soccer teams were meeting in the coffee shop. Did you have that experience? It was it that kind of way?
I don't drink coffee. I'm a water and wine girl.
Oh wow. No, I'm water, wine, and coffee. But apparently you had a big margarita, so you broke away
Well,
from
that
the
wasn't
margarita.
in the Azores. No, that was somewhere else that I had that experience when I saw the word grande, and I thought, a grande margarita would just be maybe 1.5 times the size of the regular margarita, and it was a good price, and I thought, I'll have a grande. It came out in basically a fish bowl. This thing was huge. And so
You had a
then
lot
when
of
I
work
saw,
to do.
really. When I saw this trail labeled the Grande
Grande.
something in the Azores, I said, that can't be good. And
So
it wasn't, it was almost 20 miles long. And so there's a reason that they have places to stay part of the way around, because you're not going to make it back. It's the average hiker makes it in over 10 hours.
Oh, well,
So,
so
I
they
mean, you
have an overnight cottages for people to
somewhere
camp.
on the other side, there's a place where you can stay. Yes, because
Ooh, I'd want to do that.
they don't allow primitive campsites. So you can't just pitch a
Oh.
tent out in the woods and spend the night there. If you don't make it all the way around, you got to stay somewhere besides in the woods.
Okay.
I said,
But I
I'm
love those
glad I
kind of
didn't
things.
sign up for that.
So you learn from the Grande Margarita not to.
Anything
I've
that
done that
says
kind of
grande,
hike.
I go, how big is grande?
We've had that experience on a hike in the desert, and all of a sudden realized, like, where is this going? It was supposed to be a short little nature walk,
That
and
we've made a
next
wrong
some
turn.
guy caught it. It was the three of us, and he goes, "Ladies, you do know you're on the overnight hike, right?" And we're like, "Oh." He goes, "Yeah, I would kind of turn around now, otherwise you're not going to make it back." And so what did we
Good
do?
to
We
know.
sat down and got the giggles, and I thought, okay, well, girls, let's get walking. So, but
They're gonna have to walk faster.
we did make it for sundown. And then we were in Tucson, so you know what, the Grande Margarita did come around. And that we could finish. But that hike, heck no. So I think that's a really good point to make. Start, checking out,
Yeah, read the sign.
read the signs, read the signs.
If you can't read the sign, find somebody that can read the sign, or at least download the app. I had an app on my phone too that would translate,
Oh, that's good.
and nowhere, unless I was sitting inside the hotel or inside a restaurant, I didn't have Wi-Fi. I didn't have service at all. But with the app, you can pick the language that you're going to need and download it on your phone so
Oh,
that you
that's
don't have to
fantastic.
have Wi-Fi. So I had that downloaded, which came in handy several times because I could put in or speak in what I wanted to say and have it translate into Portuguese, because people that go think, well, that's Spanish, I'll be fine, I speak Spanish. They don't speak Spanish. They
They
speak
speak
English.
Portuguese.
Yeah, they speak Portuguese and they speak English. They don't speak Spanish, a lot of them. It's
Yeah,
not the
there's the
same thing.
roots. They're similar, but they're not. Yeah, no,
They're
most of
similar, and I
our.
think they can probably, you can fake it till you make it, I guess. But they are, it's pretty big difference in the language. And we had somebody on the trip with me that had been on Babbel and taken, I think she said 3 months that she had been doing Portuguese, but she was doing 3 or 4 hours a day. And I mean, she was just yakking away with people
Hey, so it works.
and understood what was going on, and she was understanding too much. And finally one of the guides said, "You understand too much."
The guides can't whisper to each other
Yeah, they
anymore.
couldn't talk behind our backs.
I know Nancy and I have been caught talking off for cons to each other, and oh, there was a South African around the corner. Oopsie, better
Oops.
watch our language, right?
That's right. That's right.
You're not supposed to do this. So the parks, this is so interesting to me because you so you went to the two islands, right? The South
Right.
George and then also
Terceira
Terceira.
and St. George.
Right. And so it's interesting because some of them sound so lush in the hillsides. Yet when you went to San George, however you pronounce it, sorry, everyone in the Azores, until I get there, I won't get it straight probably. You went to a forest park. So that it was I don't Fontes, Cita Fontes Natural
Yeah,
Park.
the Cita
Okay.
Font. Yeah, there's a couple of them. I'm cheating and looking at my
Everyone,
cheat sheet
again, the
here.
list, it'll be easier when you see the article to see, you know, how these are written. But that's a forest. So that's got to be,
Yes, it's
that's
30
neat.
acres. The Forest Service has planted trees in areas, so several areas have a small forest, and this one happens to be one of the largest natural resources on the island, and it's beautiful. It has trails through the woods. There's a couple of the pictures that have like a little stream coming down. Those are in that particular park. I'd love to be there in the spring. They say they've got azaleas and fuchsias that are blooming. It'd just be beautiful to be there in the spring. And
Oh,
they have a
wow.
little chapel there. What else? Oh, there's an old ship in the parking area where almost like a playground where the kids can climb around on the ship and
Oh,
or
that's cool.
you know, they've got
That's cool.
things that entertain the kids, so that's neat.
So does it seem like if you're not like a major athlete, all of these natural parks and forests and gardens, you can get
Everything's easy.
around okay?
Yep, everything's easy and accessible, and it's not like you're walking all 30 acres. You don't have time, not when
Yeah.
you're there for a week. So you're not that 30 acres is that much, but
Yeah.
yeah, you walk enough to get a taste of what's there, and it would be nice if you had an entire day at each place, but you don't. I may have
Yeah.
seen three or four of these in one day, plus having lunch somewhere and dinner somewhere. So there's places where you can go horseback riding, which I didn't get to do. So like I said, I've got to go back. I didn't do it all.
Yeah. Well, at least you got to see the dolphins. That's a
I
huge
saw the
deal.
dolphins and I milked the donkeys and I did
Yeah, if
lots
you
of
milk the
things.
donkeys, that's a whole other deal, right? That's
It
a
is, it
whole
is. And
So,
they're little donkeys. They're like miniature
oh, those little
donkeys.
miniature ones, they're so cute. They're cute. I love
Yeah.
donkeys. I
They are cute. And
have a
Easter's
thing for them.
coming up. I like donkeys, so this is a good time to talk about the sign of the cross on their
Yeah.
back.
That's right. That's
And
right. Just
people
like
don't
hot
know
cross
that's
buns.
there.
Yeah, no, that is. It is. So when you were there, you were talking about the little chapel. So isn't it very Catholic there in
Yes.
Portugal that
Very
area?
much, very much so. We
Well,
were
that's
in
always
lots and lots
powerful.
of churches. We were in the largest convent
Oh,
in
wow.
the Azores. That was in Anga.
Yeah, you better have run out of there. They're going to snatch you in there.
They wouldn't have me.
Yeah, you had too much wine. No, too much wine. So where did you stay? Tell us a little bit about what the lodgings are like for those who are park travelers and who love nature. I mean, I know there's a lot of history in these islands too. That's the
It
other part.
is.
It's like the history and the nature combined, but where did you stay?
Well, one on Tercera, I stayed at Punta Nazca Agua.
Well done.
We'll pretend I did that right. It is an old farmhouse that was built in 1899. It's been completely renovated. It's gorgeous. It has two, no, it's got three floors. The ground floor is the living room and several dining rooms and the kitchen because they provide breakfast. They are a full service restaurant in the evening. We ate dinner there one night.
Cool.
Then the second floor is there's a card room and library and another lounge
Oh,
area
nice.
and bedrooms on that floor, and it's on a hillside, so the ground floor, once you go upstairs to the second floor on the back of the house, you're level with the ground on the second floor on the back. So you can go, I was on the second floor, so I could go down the hall and go right out the door, and be on the ground in the garden area and
Cool.
walk up to the pool from there. They have a big in-ground pool. They have a little hidden cave. You have to kind of find your way around and find that cave, and you go in there and there's a freshwater stream coming through
Oh,
the rock.
cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. Then there's a big duck pond. There's seven white ducks that are all sisters, and they roost at night somewhere else, not in the pond. And so if you're up early, and I was always up early enough and had my doors open, that big huge solid wood doors that open, and then you have the glass French doors onto your balcony. So it was always nice and dark, which I like when I'm sleeping. I want it dark. But I would have my doors open and you would hear the ducks quacking and marching through the garden and
Getting to their
checking under the
pond.
bushes for any little bugs, and then they would march right on down to the pond and spend the day in the pond.
Cool. That's
Yeah.
cute.
Yeah,
That reminds
early.
me of the duck that the isn't it the Peabody in
Peabody,
Memphis.
yeah.
Yeah, people know those ducks come out. Wow. So where did you stay on the other island?
The other island I
The
stayed
same group.
at, I'm Cantino da Bougainvillea Resort. Bougainvillea I got, but the other
That's the
part I'm not
flowers. Yeah,
positive
yeah.
about. Yeah, because we have bougainvillea here, and there's bougainvillea everywhere over there. And it's a resort. And the guy that owns the resort is also the chef. He was also our tour guide and the driver of the tour bus. So, I mean,
Wow, he's a busy
he's a
dude.
one-man show. He does it all, and he's great at it.
Oh, wow, he loves it then.
He does. But they have both places had just really special breakfast buffets. So you just go and help yourself and get what you wanted and go back and get more and more. And both serve dinners. We ate at lots of good restaurants, but these were extra special. And I interviewed him and watched him cook our meal the day that we ate in
Oh.
the Bougainvillea Resort. And the resort, the first one, the one on Tercera, is up on a hillside outside of town, just in the country is the way it, and it's surrounded by farmland.
Oh.
It's about a 10-minute walk to town, but it's still in the country.
Yeah.
Then Bougainvillea is right. It's like 2 football fields from the beach, so
Nice.
you're right in view of the water. You have beautiful views there, and it was a very new and very modern place, with 2-bedroom suites. Each one of us had our own suite, and there were 9 of us.
Wow. So that's nice. So it seems like they're hands-on and, home, fresh food,
Yes,
So,
definitely.
do they kind of
And plenty
growing
of
everything out
seafood.
there too? Yeah, I was going to say seafood.
Yeah, and I had limpets for the first time. I've never eaten limpets.
Oh.
I collect limpet shells. I pick them up on the beach here. I've picked them up on the beach in Hawaii and other places, but I'd never eaten them, and we had limpets. They're a lot like oysters, very
Yeah.
similar,
Yeah,
but I
people
like them.
Limpets were on the menu, I remember, in South Africa and in the coast, some of the Cape coastal areas, because it's also a very big Portuguese community. And well, Vasco da Gama settled, He went there. He was there, so he's Portuguese, Old Vasco. Yeah. Better. But no, but I think to me, going to these islands, it's special because all island destinations have to watch how they the footprint of tourism, yet it's also a very necessity. It's a necessity to their economy, right?
It
So do you
is.
feel they have that balance, especially for, I know our park travelers want that kind of sustainable feel, like they want to be part of that sustainability model. Did you feel that they're doing that there?
Yeah, I do. And we were in lots of places where the buildings were the 200-year-old rock buildings that have been
Wow.
reworked as needed, but it's not the tear it down, build something new, that'll be better. It's not that mentality. So it was neat to be in these old buildings, especially the old rock buildings. I like rocks, just me. And we had, like I said, we ate a lot of fresh things. We ate a lot of the seafood.
Nice.
We saw lots of old churches, the old buildings from the 1800s. They've had earthquakes, they've had volcanic eruptions, so a lot of things have been damaged. They've had fires from these earthquakes or volcanic eruptions. So they've lost a lot of things that had to be rebuilt. But the churches are beautiful. You've talked about being very predominantly Catholic. We went to a pilgrimage in one of the towns on Terceira. People walk from Angra up to this other town. Probably a 4-hour walk, I would say. And it's a one of the biggest pilgrimages to pray for healing, and it's a real community feeling. And we went to that. Our tour guides, their wives were there, their parents were there. We
Wow.
met their families. We had dinner with the mayor of the town. We were at a big long table, and he
Wow.
came in and knew our guides. So he sat down with us, and we ended up having dinner there and going and listening to the music and going and lighting.
Oh,
Several
that's
of them
nice.
went in and lit a candle for me to pray for me to have my sight restored.
Oh, yeah. I think that's such a special thing when you can get immersed within a community that way, And that's the true joy of travel to me when things like that happen, when you get in with the families, can have these conversations, and it just goes so much better than what's on the news.
Oh, yes. Yeah, if the news would leave everybody alone, we'd all get along.
I think so. I just think so.
They stir
Get off.
the pot.
I know, but the more you travel, the more you realize we are all very connected,
Yeah.
And it's a big world, but it's a small world after all.
It is. It is. We're all very much alike. We want the same things.
Yeah,
Good food and
absolutely.
wine.
Good food, wine, exactly. Quality of life, Well, I'm glad you had a good time there. I know you've got many articles, and like I said, everyone, we're going to link these from the show notes. And this show, I'm excited to be doing this with you every
Me
second
too.
Sunday. Joe goes everywhere, so we're going to be, traveling with Joe every second Sunday here. And not only does she have her own channel through Big Blend Radio, Joe goes everywhere, but like this podcast is going to be on a bunch of our other Big Blend Radio podcasts. Because, hey, the rest of our audience are like, hey, wait a minute, I want to hear this too. So, yeah, on our
Well,
travel
they're
shows,
welcome
our
to
different
join.
travel shows,
I
yeah, and also
know
keep up with
I'm
Joe and
calling
her
it the
sites.
Triple S, second Sunday at 7.
That's it. 7 o'clock Eastern time for the
Yes,
USA.
7
Yeah.
my time.
Oh yeah.
So see, I have my wine ready, my
Oh
Portuguese
wow.
wine.
Oh.
Because I mean it is 7 o'clock on Sunday. I don't have to wait for 5 o'clock. And these bottles were on our dresser each time we would come in at the
Wow.
Punta de Agua. They had a bottle of wine for us ready to open. They had a piece of fruit or a piece of cake. But
Okay, wait a
you
minute.
get
This is now
spoiled.
started. This I know you go for a hike in the woods, go for a dolphin
Come back and have a
excursion
glass of wine
and cake.
and cake
Perfect.
before dinner.
Oh, it's perfect.
This is all before dinner.
Oh,
This
wow.
is, I guess, my version of afternoon tea.
Do you think they're like a blue community? I bet because of this kind of lifestyle. It sounds like a happy, kind of healthy, fun. Life, quality of life
Yeah,
destination
everybody seemed very happy and
and
very pleasant
healthy.
when we met people, and we met lots of people.
Don't you like it when people actually smile and say hello? Like
Yes, I
here,
do.
depending on where people look at you, like, what are you doing? What do you want? Yeah.
Yeah, you want something if you speak.
Exactly. Oh, well, Joe, we're very excited. Thank you so much for taking us to
Thank
the
you.
Azores, and we can't wait for next month.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. Keep up with Big Blend Radio's Joe Goes Everywhere podcast on bigblendradio.com. Keep up with Joe's adventures. Go to haveglasswilltravel.com and recipestravelculture.com.